Steve, thanks so much for coming in.
It's great to be here.
So you and I were talking recently about something that I've been approached by a number of listeners about, and that's Jennings Beach. And before we get to what the current issue is, a little bit of background. What is Jennings Beach in Geneva?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I didn't know much about it myself. Now, one, I'm new to Geneva.
As am
means,
I.
Yeah, it means I've been here a year. And I think new is, I'm not sure where that's classified, but I still consider myself in that territory. So everything I do around here is a new thing. And the locals know about this swimming spot, but a lot of people don't. And it's basically a non-governmental endorsed beach. It's owned by the State Department of Transportation. I'm not sure how that worked out, probably to do with the 5 and 20 overpass that's over there. They own the land there. And it's been a popular swimming spot, apparently, for decades. Now, it used to have another name that we won't mention here. It was a bit derogatory towards a certain ethnic group. But over time, it became a place that's been taken over by a guy named Tim Jennings. He's a great local guy who everybody knows in downtown Geneva. If you don't know him, you will.
And what happened with me, at least, was a friend of mine came up to me and said, have you heard about the signs that have gone up around Jennings Beach? And as we say, it's right up there by that 5 and 20 ramp. What happened? What in effect basically has happened this year that hasn't happened before?
Well, essentially, in the past, there'd never been any signs. There's been a path that looked pretty well-worn, even some stone dust and everything down there. But this year, sometime earlier in the spring, they put up some signs, no trespassing signs. And there's also one near a Norfolk Southern right-of-way as well. They've got one as well. And essentially, they're trying to stop people from going there. The reasons why they're doing it are a little fuzzy right now. The State Department of Health and the DOT both gave me kind of terse statements as to the reasoning. I can sense that they were not aware that this was going on around here. And Matt Horn, the city manager, now the city doesn't operate the beach, but like everything, it's in Geneva, so they go to the city hall first. Apparently DOH, Department of Health, had reached out to him when they'd seen a photo actually in the Finger Lakes Times and said, hey, you know, what about this beach you've got over here? And he's like, we don't have a beach.
You know what I find really striking about this, too? You say they noticed it when they saw the photo. If you go on Facebook, there has been a page for Jennings Beach since about 2015. So it's kind of been hiding in plain sight. Why now? Why have they suddenly decided to make this happen?
I'm not sure. I think that there's a general feeling that on the part of the Department of Health, as they always do, they're worried about our well-being. And I think that they're concerned that it's not a safe place to swim. One, it's state property, so I'm sure lawyers, you know, might be concerned about that. And, you know, we're in that hypersensitive time now about that kind of thing. And they're probably worried about whether, one, there's no lifeguards. Two, what is the depth of the water, water quality, all those things that the Department of Health keeps, track of. Are not happening down there. And I would imagine that somewhere down the line, somebody said, this may be a liability. We need to look into this more. I think they're open to trying to see what they can do there, but I don't see this happening anytime soon. We're talking about the state, and nothing moves that quickly when it comes to a beach. So we'll see what happens on that end. But I think they are concerned about the safety issues. The Facebook post on the part of a lot of people that have commented, and it's just tremendous on our Facebook site, is the kind of feeling that, geez, you got to take that away from us now, too. There aren't a lot of great places to swim on this side of the lake. A lot of people don't like the state park, one, $7 to get in. And the water quality, and I've been down there a couple times in the past, it's not great. It's just not great. A lot of people say that the canal connection there kind of feeds into the weediness down there. So they like this site. And I haven't been swimming there myself, but it looked really clear. And I think that's the thing, is that they enjoy the clarity of the water there. And let's face it, everybody likes to swim when they don't have a lifeguard, you know, blowing their whistle every 5 minutes at them.
Well, Steve, I appreciate your sharing your reporting on that with us.
Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.